Well, shalom, y'all. We are so glad you have joined us for this week's teaching. You know, his word tells us, great shalom have those who love his Torah, and nothing will cause them to stumble. And we're going to be celebrating the feast of Shavuot this week. So this week, we're going to be bringing a teaching about Shavuot. You know, Shavuot is the day in which the disciples were in the upper room. And, you know, Yeshua had promised them that when he left, that he was going to give them a helper, one to help them. And it was on the feast of Shavuot that the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the disciples. And it's also the day that it is believed that the Torah was given unto Moses and unto Israel. And of course, we know that the new covenant is the fact that he has taken his law and he has written it upon our hearts and upon our mind. And he does that with his Holy Spirit. So I want to go ahead and go into Exodus chapter 13 and verse 21. It says, and Yahweh was going before them in a pillar of cloud by day to guide them on the way, and a pillar of fire by night to give them light, that they might go by day and by night. He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. So this verse is, as Israel has been brought out of Egypt, this is after the Passover, it says that as he is leading them out of Egypt, out of bondage, okay, he is leading them by a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, okay? So he himself, Yahweh, is guiding Israel. And this is how he guides them. During the day, they have a pillar of a cloud that they can see in the sky, and they're just walking toward this pillar. And he is leading them on the path that they need to go. And as daylight went away and it became dark, then it was a pillar of fire so they could see it. And they were led by that pillar of fire. You know, you think about when Israel left Egypt, they did not know where they were going. Okay? They were blindly putting their faith in God. Basically, they saw a pillar of a cloud in front of them, and at night they saw a pillar of fire. And all they did was walk and follow that cloud and that fire. They didn't know how to get to the promised land. And we know that Yahweh took them the long way around because he knew that the hearts of the people would faint if they went the short way and would have fear and turn back and go back to Egypt. So God, in his wisdom, knows where to lead us. Just like in his wisdom, he knew how to lead Israel out of Egypt. And the same applies to us. He knows where we need to go, what decisions we need to make. He knows what we're ready to see and what we're not ready to see. He will lead us and he will guide us. And that's what he does. And that's what he loves to do. And that is his desire, is to be our pillar of a cloud, our pillar of fire by night in our lives. What we need to be able to do is to be as Israel was when they first came out of Egypt, who did not know necessarily where they were going, but they believed and trusted in God enough to follow the cloud that they were seeing. And that is a question for us. Do we trust him enough to follow the cloud or his spirit, even though we may not know where it is taking us? Let's look at Exodus chapter 16 and verse 10. Now it happened as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the sons of Israel that they turned toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of Yahweh appeared in the cloud. Okay, so here we see Yahweh appeared in the cloud. So as we see the idea, the pillar of cloud is leading them. Not only is the cloud something that is pointing them where to go, but the cloud represents the glory of Yahweh. It represents his presence. It represents his spirit in our lives. The cloud being with them signified that Yahweh was always with them. Even though they did not know where they were going, they could know that their God was ever present and was with them. And the same is with us. He has poured out his Holy Spirit upon us. That's what that cloud represents. That cloud was ever with them. The fire was ever with them. So his Holy Spirit is ever with us. His presence is ever with us. Never leaves us, never forsakes us, and is constantly here to guide us. And we'll get into some other things as well with that. So here we see the fire in Acts chapter 2 and verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues like fire distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance. So here we see that when the Holy Spirit showed up, when the presence of God showed up, we see fire. So the cloud and the fire being with Israel represented the presence of God being with them, representing his Spirit being with Israel at that moment in time. And we can have a full assurance of knowing that his Spirit is ever with us. Let's look at John chapter 14 and verse 16. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, that he may be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him, you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. So this is the promise of Yeshua unto his disciples and unto us. He told his disciples that I will not be with you forever. I am going to leave, okay? But when I leave, I will send my advocate or my spirit, my helper, the one to comfort you. That's what the Holy Spirit is. He is our helper, comforts us, advocates for us. He leads us. He guides us. Okay. He, the Spirit, will be with us forever. So we are not physically with Yeshua. The disciples reached a point where they were no longer physically with Yeshua, but they and we were given something that would never leave, that would be with us forever, and that is the Spirit. Yeshua, even in another spot, said it was better for them that he do go away. So his Spirit is not a step down from physically walking on earth with Yeshua. But you could actually say it is an improvement. So, let's look at John chapter 14 and verse 26. But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. So, the Holy Spirit, which is always with us, is going to teach us. His Holy Spirit will teach us how to rightly divide his word, to read his word, to understand his word, to apply his word into our lives. His Holy Spirit will teach us. It will teach us unto righteousness, teach us unto holiness. His Holy Spirit will teach us how to walk in his ways, how to walk in a faithful, loving covenant with Yahweh. And that is all we need, is his Spirit to teach us and to guide us on this journey. Let's look at John chapter 16 and verse 7. But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the advocate will not come to you. But I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. So the Holy Spirit's the one who comes into the world to convict people. He's the one who convicts our hearts, who touches our hearts, and causes us to see that we are in error, that we are in sin. The Holy Spirit teaches us what is sin and what is righteousness. It convicts us of that which is wrong, so that we would change our ways to walk in that which is righteous. Okay? But to those concerning sin, right, concerning sin, to those who do not believe in Yeshua. So to those who do not believe in Yeshua, there is judgment concerning their sin. But to those who have allowed the Holy Spirit to convict their heart and to believe in Yeshua and to turn from their sin and to walk in his righteousness, to those there is no judgment. Because that's what the Spirit comes to do as well, is to convict the world of their sin. Because without the Holy Spirit convicting the world of the sin, no one would ever believe in Yeshua. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak from himself, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you. So the Holy Spirit comes to guide us in truth and to teach us, to lead us. But what is he teaching us regarding? Is the Holy Spirit coming to teach us of himself? No. He is coming to speak the words of Yeshua, to glorify Yeshua. Now let's look at what Yeshua did. Did Yeshua come and speak his own words? No. Yeshua came in perfect submission unto his Father, speaking the words of his Father. Yeshua's message did not change one bit from his Father's message. Yeshua's message was not one bit different than the message that Yahweh gave unto Moses. So Yeshua was under perfect submission unto his Father, and the Holy Spirit is in perfect submission unto Yeshua, meaning that the Holy Spirit's message is the Father's message. It's the same message that was given unto Moses. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 10. But to us, God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the depths of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the depths of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may know the depths graciously given to us by God, of which depths we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual depths within spiritual words. But a natural man does not accept the depths of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually examined. Basically, what Paul is saying here, if we want to see the things of God, see, God will reveal things through His Spirit, but we have to be filled with His Spirit. His Spirit has to be within inside of us to understand the things of the Spirit. The revelation of Yahweh, the depths of who He is, cannot be known by the spirit of man, okay, or that which naturally resides within a man. In order to fully understand the depths of God, to understand His revelation, is to have the Spirit of God inside of you. So as we're filled with His Spirit is leading us, He's guiding us, He's teaching us, He's convicting us, He's comforting us, giving us boldness, empowering us, but His Spirit is also taking us to a spiritual dynamic, to a spiritual world where we can now more fully in depth understand and know our God. Because if the natural man tries to approach God without the Spirit of God, then the depths of the Spirit of God are foolishness unto him. Well, I hope that you have a wonderful Shavuot this week. We are so glad that you have joined us for this teaching. We will be back again next week with another teaching. So come back now, and Shalom, y'all. Scripture quotations taken from LSB, Legacy Standard Bible, copyright 2021 by the Lockman Foundation, used by permission, all rights reserved, managed in partnership with 316 Publishing Incorporated, lsbible.org, and 316publishing.com.